It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. California health leaders say a new bill signed into law will launch the state into a new phase of high-tech healthcare. Pauline Bartoloni has the story.
California doctors can already connect to patients remotely through video conferencing, email, or phone calls. But sponsors of the Telehealth Advancement Act of 2011 say the new law will remove barriers to health technology. Steve Barrow of the California State Rural Health Association says that could save lives.
The many types of cancers and other kinds of illnesses now can be quickly gotten to within a very short amount of time with telehealth when a face-to-face is not available.
Co-author of the bill, Democratic Assemblymember and Dr. Richard Pan, says state regulation needed to be brought up to date with health innovation.
We are now removing those barriers to sustaining the types of advances that we are making here in California in using information technology to improve the quality of care.
Supporters say the new law will create thousands of jobs and save Medi-Cal more than $1 billion a year. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartoloni.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says improved monitoring shows that more California waterways are affected by pollution than previously thought. States are required to submit updated information on contamination, and the most recent report shows the number of rivers, streams, and lakes in California showing toxicity increased 170% from 2006 to 2010. EPA Water Director Alexis Strauss says that's a concern.
But I do think it's probably just a more accurate snapshot than we've had before. And therefore, if we know that we have a large increase in toxicity listings, as we do, I think it lays the groundwork for the water boards and EPA to ramp up getting at the sources of toxicity. And by doing that, we'll end up with healthier waterways.
The EPA reports the most common contaminants are pesticides, bacteria, and metals. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.